The lawsuit went after about a dozen different law changes that Republicans made over the course of the last 5 years that were intended to disenfranchise voters they didn't want to see show up at the polls, mainly people of color, younger people, voters they believed would vote Democratic. Everything from, again, the voter ID law to the restrictions on early voting, the end to weekend early voting, the end of straight ticket voting, changes in terms of corroboration made with about proving your residency, such like that. I mean, again, as I think it came up during the trial, this was a systematic effort to really go after a lot of provisions under the, a lot of ability of people to be able to exercise the franchise. And it's very clear that, you know, Governor Walker and the Republicans wanted to make it harder for Democrats to vote and easier for Republicans to cheat. And I think that the evidence in the case and what our lawyers did prove that case.